Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 19. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. God created us to enjoy unbroken fellowship with him and each other. That's why Satan's first ploy was to separate us from God and from each other, using things like pride, stubbornness, confusion, resentment, and selfishness. He drives wedges and polarizes relationships. What starts out as a misunderstanding often ends in angry standoffs or toxic silences that can last for hours, days, and sometimes even years. And on top of that, we delude ourselves by thinking it's nobody else's business. The fallout can't be contained. It affects every relationship in our lives, all because we're determined to prove we're right and the other person is wrong. And it's not just a psychological problem, it's a sin problem in need of a divine solution. Here's how God handles polarized relationships. Paul writes in Mark chapter 10, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Sin destroyed our relationship with God, yet he took the initiative by giving Jesus as a ransom or a price paid for many in order to reconcile us to himself. Reconciling means bringing back together what belongs together. Now notice this, God doesn't count people's sins against them, and neither does he trivialize or ignore our sin debt. He cancelled it at the cross and stopped holding it against us. And it didn't end there. He made us agents of this reconciliation, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, by calling us to come back to God and forgive each other. And sometimes that means eating a little humble pie, becoming the reconciler, taking the initiative and ending the standoff. Are you ready to do that today? That's Vision's word for today. It's time to end the standoff.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.